many people in Rome, the psychological beginning of Lent happens when Pope Benedict, reliving an ancient custom, processes on foot from the Benedictine Church of Sant'Anselmo to the nearby ancient Basilica of Santa Sabina. As early as the 3rd century, the Church of Rome observed the season of Lent by journeying each day to a specific station church, as they were called. It was a symbol of unity, as well as a pilgrimage of faith. The custom fell into disuse in 1305, but was restored by Blessed John XXIII in 1959. From the earliest times, the first Mass of Lent on Ash Wednesday was celebrated in the Basilica of Santa Sabina. Therefore, when Pope Benedict processes from the Church of Sant'Anselmo, he is reenacting the ancient pilgrimage. Dom Notkov Wolf is the Benedictine abbot primate, and he had this to say.
It has now become a custom that the Holy Father every year starts the first Statio, which is Santa Sabina. He started at Sant'Anselmo, and there we are going to have our procession singing the Litany of the Saints, and we are going from Sant'Anselmo by foot to the wonderful Basilica of Santa Sabina.
Because both Sant'Anselmo and Santa Sabina have an incredible history.
Sant'Anselmo has not such an incredible history because it's a little bit more than 100 years old. The Church of Sant'Anselmo was consecrated on the 11th of November, on St. Martin's Day of 1900 exactly.
Yes, but as the center for the Benedictine order, it's a tremendous significance in the church.
Of course, and it was Pope Leo XIII who wanted and established the center here on the Aventine. He even paid for that.
Now, why is the Pope going from Sant'Anselmo to Santa Sabina?
He arrives at 4:25 at Sant'Anselmo, and he enters the church and goes to the apse, and there he starts with some words, and then the Procedamus in Pace, the deacon will sing, and then we start as a procession, and he will be at the end of the procession.
And the Church of Santa Sabina has a great history.
Yes. That going back to the 5th or 4th century.
And Santa Sabina is supposed to be buried there?
Yes, as far as I know. I'm not a specialist in these questions, but she was a rich lady, a rich woman, who gave her house for some community here on the Aventine.
And can you say something about the practice of the station churches for Lent?
In the Middle Ages, already in the early Middle Ages, during the Lenten period, every day there was a special church elected as the church where to have a meeting, usually with the Holy Father, as Bishop of Rome, together with the faithful, and to pray there to give a special accent to the Lenten period. So there are station churches all around Rome.
And people go to each church each day?
Yes, and I have heard now, I couldn't see it, but I know that the North American College has started again this practice, that students from the North American College went every day to one of these churches. And I myself, when I was a student here 40 years ago, in 1 year I did also all the 40 churches.
Yes, well, the students from the Bader joined them as well. And one day St. Paul's outside the walls becomes a station church. So
Yes. Everybody
meets there, and then they come across to the Bader for breakfast afterwards.
I found it a beautiful practice, and it was always the only day during the year, or except for the feast day of the church, that you could see all the relics also of the church. Sometimes a little bit funny even, these beautiful relics of the Middle Ages. I remember in one church where you find even in a glass part of the night when the Israelites left Egypt.
Oh, really?
Yes. But you see, it's a sign. People know exactly that this is not a real relic, but it's a sign for them to remember the important night when the Israelites left Egypt as a sign of liberation. So it has a deeper meaning. I think that people in those ages still knew that what such a kind of relic meant.
Yes, and some of the older churches have parts of the church that aren't normally open to the public, so you can be really in touch with the very, very beginnings of the church.
Exactly. Also, when you go to San Giovanni e Paolo, to all these churches, these old churches, where you get somehow the atmosphere and the feeling of the old church in Rome, and it gives you also some special impression to feel in contact with the faithful of that time.
Which is very good as a beginning for Lent.
I think so, and it opens up also to all the faithful around the world. We have simultaneity with the faithful in the past, but also all around the world.